Good morning. A Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, some new polls out from Pew we were just talking about before coming on air, and it looks like the president at its lowest rating ever at 32%.
That's right, David. 32% is an all-time low, both for the president, I think, for the presidency at this stage in a term. It's very, very low. And what it proves is that despite the fact that the president is crowing about all of his successes, it turns out that the people aren't buying it. And not only are they not buying it about him and his leadership, but they're not buying it about the tax plan, which is also at incredibly low levels. The reason for that, I've said all along, that it's not good enough to say that the signature success of the Trump administration, which they were counting on in the Congress, was the lowering of corporate taxes and basically making a much more complicated tax system than they had promised. People just are not liking it at all and are saying it, which proves that when it comes down to what Mario Cuomo used to say, tacless, or the bedrock, there are the American people who are paying attention. They don't like it. They're saying it. They know they're being had, and they are saying, we don't want any part of this, and yet they don't really get a choice. Because in this case, American politics has now come down to, as it always has, to money. But money from the donors dried up unless this thing could have been produced. Now it has been. And now, as a result of that, it's all over for Trump and the Congress. They are in bad shape. Coming into the 2018 elections, it ain't going to be pretty.
Speaking of not pretty, after the president called for Jerusalem to be the official capital of Israel, we awaited to see what the response would be. I see in the news today from Reuters, Israel strikes Gaza militant posts after rockets fired at Israel.
Look, we know that the first and second intifadas were very tough on Israel, and they really knew that this had to be contained. If, in fact, what happens is that you're going to respond with rockets, it's just going to, of course, grow and grow and grow. That's why a lot of people are shaking their heads and saying, well, what did you have to do this for? You knew what it was going to get. And it is therefore not a question of whether or not Jerusalem should be the capital. Many people think it should. But why now?
Why now might be a question that's being asked in Jackson, Mississippi, Alan. From the Washington Post this morning, the president's last-minute decision to attend the opening of a new civil rights museum there has sparked protests and wariness from those who believe he empowers racists. Quote, it's hostile now, more hostile than in a long, long time, one resident said.
Well, David, that's exactly right. I mean, we're not kidding around. He's just gone full bore in endorsing Ray Moore. And as a result, we have a guy who has been openly anti-black, having the chutzpah to say he's going to show up at the opening of the Civil Rights Museum, when in fact, every signal of this administration has been that the poor, that the people of color should be punished. It really does take a monumental sense of gall to show up. It is a disgrace that he's going. And again, an underplaying of the fact that people understand exactly what he's up to.
Yesterday, it was made official. Senator Al Franken of Minnesota announced he would resign in the coming weeks from the U.S. Senate after his support among Democrats crumbled after charges of sexual harassment or indiscretions. In part of his speech, Alan, he said, I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I'm leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office. It goes on. Sarah Huckabee Sanders' response, the president addressed the comments back during the campaign. We feel strongly that the people of this country also addressed that when they elected Donald Trump to be president. I don't have anything new to add.
And what else could be said? I mean, the man speaks for himself. I think what he's saying is correct. If he did the harassing, the punishment is strong. A guy who was riding high, who many people were mentioning as a potential president of the United States, is now politically destroyed. It was a heart-wrenching speech, and not without, as he says, its ironies, because here sits the president, accused by all of these women of having done the same thing or worse than Al Franken, and he sits up there at the top with a smirk on his face.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, have a great weekend, and to the listeners, you know we'll be back here on Monday.
We sure will, if the creek don't rise.